Chapter 26. Then went he in. Then went he in and shut the door. Finally becomes something more than words. It becomes a definite literal action. From this elevation, the transition takes place, not the cure, not the healing, not the patching up of old temples, but the revelation of something entirely new. No more clamoring with the midnight and the storm trying to defeat evil or yet to establish good. Eventually, you, too, have the great task to undertake. You have to meet yourself, John Smith, alone and unaided. You have this to do or be defeated by him. It is hard to be alone with John Smith. Jesus was driven to the wilderness in order that he could meet Jesus. If you are after something more than a demonstration, which like the grass of the fields is here today and tomorrow cast into the oven, you too will have to meet John Smith finally. When you do, something like this will happen. A letter. I have been enjoying the most wonderful quietness and unfoldment of the harmony and order of the universe. Without a book, without the counsel of a friend, far from the influence of the crowds and the screaming protestations of the hordes of so-called truth-seekers, the mystery of creation and my unity with its infinite source has been unfolding and flooding me with a light that grows brighter and brighter with each succeeding expansion of consciousness. Written by Maynard M. There comes the day when the old ideas pass away, the thought-taking processes of patching up the body, curing it, trying to make it over, go. Behold, all things are made new. And ye must be born again, become the statements of established laws as soon as you leave the prison, the squirrel cage of affirmations, the treatments and demonstrations, together with all the nonsense that you can in any way influence God. The only power you have is in aligning yourself with God. The moment this iconoclastic revelation is seen, you experience a transition. The old superstructure begins to come down. The temple is searched within and without. Now the inside of the platter is made clean, freed from the thieves of thought. You are born again, literally. Do not become excited because of the shifting, pulling down, changing conditions in the temple. All things are to be made or revealed as new and beautiful. The chaos sometimes seems worse than the former state of things. The urge to return to Egypt comes. But once you recognize what is going on, you will retire to the center of your being and let the storm of thought spend itself. Presently, the fury will have passed and you will emerge on a calm sea. Be not afraid. It is I. The great transition is taking place and it is wonderful. No man can create a body for a soul. In his conceit and blindness, he may think he can, but he has no more power than had the 90-year-old Abraham when told of the coming event. He laughed with derision. When the love of God, not the love of man, moves upon the face of the deep, something takes place and is formed. This is not the result of emotional ecstasy, but an outpicturing of God. The beautiful temple of love appearing before the human level of things is misjudged and smeared with the limitations of thought, finally dropping with age. All of this he believes to be his heritage. When Jesus contemplated the golden being, the image and likeness of his being, it came to the surface. It is this precise recognition which takes place when a so-called healing is made. The permanent identity rises through the mask of human thought and ancestor worship. Note, he took the disciples to a high mount. None of these wonders can be done in the cesspool of human thought and speculation, belief in magic, or at the prophecy of the necromancer who believes in signs and wonders. Ye must be born again is a literal command. The recognition of this capacity causes the body to become plastic, to change completely. As the old fixed forms begin to change, many things are brought to the surface and eliminated. Do not be excited about appearances. They will change as the new life comes to the surface and reveals to you the fair proportions of the temple beautiful. Before the phantom of false morning died, methought a voice within the tavern cried, "When all the temple is prepared within, why nods the drowsy worshipper outside?" Written by Omar Khayyam. Go in and shut the door. You are alone now. This is the conclusion of The Eyes of the Blind by Walter C. Lanyon. This writing has been read by Laura Cassell in the year 2013.